喜欢一个人的时候，我们可以勇敢地表达爱意，而当这份感情走到末尾，一方还在深深爱着，另一方却早已想要逃离，逃避亲吻和拥抱，逃避那些关于感情的问题。欢迎来到听歌学英语栏目，我是大家老朋友 Candice 凯纳斯，新浪微博是 DJ Candice 婕妤，微信公众号 Candice 音乐故事，与你分享音乐中的每一丝力量，每一份感动。今天为大家介绍的歌曲是 Sometimes When We Touch， 这首歌呢是来自于加拿大多伦多的创作歌手 Dan Hill 在1977年出版的第二张专辑里创作并演唱的，在当年呢得到了全美排行榜第三名的好成绩，也使得他一夜成名。后来呢，这首歌被翻译为中文歌曲《无言》，由孙国庆演唱。那在这个版本的基础上呢，又由程启浩和林忆杰作为连续剧《你是男的我也爱》的主题曲翻唱。今天呢，首先为大家分享到的是更为柔美的翻唱，来自于 Olivia。 You ask me if I love you and I choke on my reply. I'd rather hurt you honestly than mislead you with a lie.And who am I to judge you on what you say or do? I'm only just beginning to see the real you. And sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too much, and I have to close my eyes.Romance and all its strategy leaves me battling with my pride. But through the insecurity, some tenderness survives. I'm just another writer, still trapped within my truth. A hesitant prize fighter, still trapped within my youth. And sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too much, and I had to close my eyes.At times I'd like to break you and drive you to your knees. At times I'd like to break through and hold you endlessly. At times I understand you and I know how hard you've tried. I've watched while love commands youLove pass you by. At times I think what drift us still searching for a friend, a brother or a sister, but then the passion flares again. And sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too muchSides. 好的，音乐过后欢迎回来，这里依然是听歌学英语，我是 Candice 凯纳斯，新浪微博是 DJ Candice 婕妤，微信公众号 Candice 音乐故事。下面的时间让我们在原唱 John Hill 的歌声中了解一下歌词大意。 You ask me if I love you And I choke on my reply I'd rather hurt you honestlyThey mislead you with a lie. You ask me if I love you, and I choke on my reply. I'd rather hurt you honestly than mislead you with a lie. 你问我是否爱你，我如鲠在喉，无法回答。我宁愿说实话来伤害你，也不愿意用谎言来欺骗你。Choke, C-H-O-K-E, 主要呢表示窒息或者是说不出话。我们来听例句。 He choked when he ate his food too quickly. 他吃东西太快，于是呢给噎住了。 He choked when he ate his food too quickly. Mary choked on her drink. 玛丽喝饮料的时候给呛到了。 Mary choked on her drink. 下面我们来了解一下关于 choke 的短语。 Choke down.表示抑制，这里的 down 还可以替换为 back, choke back, 抑制 choke back. When she learned the sad news, she found it hard to choke back her tears. 当她得知那个悲痛的消息呢，泪水止不住夺眶而出。When she learned the sad news, she found it hard to choke back her tears.当 choke 与介词 up 连用的时候呢，表示因为感情冲动而说不出话来。He choked up and wouldn't finish his speech. 他激动地说不出话来，没有办法结束他的发言。He choked up and wouldn't finish his speech. 那歌词说 ,You ask me if I love you and I choke on my reply. 就是说当你问我是否爱你的时候，我如鲠在喉，无法回答。那接下来的歌词就说 I'd rather hurt you honestly than mislead you with a lie 意思是我宁愿说实话来伤害你，也不愿意用谎言去欺骗你。这里呢我们要学习的短语是 rather than 当它与 would 连用的时候呢，可以表示宁可什么什么也不愿意什么什么什么，或者说是与其倒不如。比如说 I'd rather walk than take a bus我宁愿走路而不愿意坐公共汽车。 Rather than 连用的时候呢，可以翻译为是什么什么而不是什么什么，与其什么什么而不如什么什么。比如说 She enjoys singing rather than dancing 她喜欢唱歌而不喜欢跳舞。下面这个单词是 mislead 表示误导或者使某人产生错误的印象。比如说A description about a product should not mislead the customers. 产品的说明书不能够误导顾客。A description about a product should not mislead the customers. 好，来回顾一下歌词。I'd rather hurt you honestly than mislead you with a lie. 我宁愿说实话来伤害你，也不愿意用谎言欺骗你。Hold you till I die, till we both break down and cry. 我想一直抱着你，直到我离开这个世界，直到我们因为崩溃而哭泣。Break down 这个短语讲过太多次了，下面就让我们在例句中回顾一下它的用法。Their car broke down. 这里呢是指车出故障。Their car broke down. 他们的车子出故障了。Paula's marriage broke down. 那这里的 break down 呢，表示讨论啊，或者是关系啊，系统的失败、破裂。Paula's marriage broke down 就是说宝拉的婚姻破裂了。The young woman broke down in tears. 这个年轻的妇女怎么样呢？这里的 break down 表示感情失控，痛哭起来。这名年轻的妇人痛哭流涕。The young woman broke down in tears.He finally broke down under the 4 hours pressure. 在4个小时的压力之下，他终于支持不了了， 这里的 breakdown 表示身体或者是健康被搞垮垮掉，在四个小时的压力之下，他终于支持不了了。 He finally broke down under the 4 hours pressure. The question can be broken down into 2 parts. 这个问题呢可以分成两个部分，这里的 breakdown 表示分解。The question can be broken down into 2 parts. 这个问题可以分为两个部分。Romance and all its strategy leaves me battling with my pride. But through the insecurity, some tenderness survives. I wanna hold you till the fear in me subsides. Romance and honest strategy leaves me battling with my pride.我要抱着你，直到心中的恐惧渐渐平息。爱情是诚实的战略，让我和我的骄傲进行斗争。Subside 表示沉默、平息、下陷。Subside, S-U-B-S-I-D-E, subside. The storm began to subside. 风暴渐渐平息了。He waited until the applause had subsided.他一直等到 applause, 等到这个掌声 subsided, 平息了之后呢才继续下去。He waited until the applause had subsided. 他一直等到掌声平息之后才继续下去。歌词说 I wanna hold you till the fear in me subsides. 我要抱着你直到心中的恐惧渐渐平息。然后呢说 romance and honest strategy. 爱情呢是一个诚实的 strategy, 战略。Leaves me battling with my pride. Battle with 表示与某人战斗。Battle with, 比如说 the sailors battled with the winds and waves. 水手呢和风暴做斗争。The sailors battled with the winds and waves. 你总是静静看着我，一时很久的期待。我不知是否那就是满心。你总是静静看着我，已是很久的期待。我不知是否那就是满心涟漪的爱。不知从哪天起，不知到哪年止，我总是默默等待，默默的等待。每一份爱情最初朦胧的阶段是最美丽的时刻。节目最后，让我们来聆听这首 Sometimes When We Touch 的中文歌曲《无言》。我却难以躲开，只因你今天的节目到这里要和您说再见了，这里是听歌学英语，我是主播 Candice 凯奈斯，新浪微博是 DJ Candice 杰瑜，同时呢欢迎关注微信公众号 Candice 音乐故事，与您分享音乐中的每一份感动，每一次力量。感谢大家收听本期节目，我们下期再见，拜拜。我们的爱不知
不知道那凝滞，我总是无法